Going to give out a lot of numbers today. Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. And in studio, boy, are we blessed. In studio is one of the co-sponsors of the Amendment 62 Personhood Amendment in Colorado, Leslie Hanks. Welcome to Bob Inyart Live.
Hey, Bob.
It's great to have you in studio,
Thank
Leslie.
Thank you so much.
You're straight from the state fair down in Pueblo.
Yeah, I was there over the weekend. I went down Sunday. It was fabulous.
I'm glad to hear that. In fact, I'm going to want to hear what the average response was to people when they heard about the personhood amendment on the ballot. But could we start by giving a bit of an update to the audience of what's happened so far in the Personhood Amendment 62 campaign? You and I have a list in front of us. These are some amazing things.
Yeah.
Like, for example, the Amendment 62 campaign is ready to do a mailing of 100,000 educational glossy 8-page
newspapers. Yeah.
All about Amendment 62. Vote yes on Amendment 62. It has the talking points. It has the gorgeous logo. It has Walter Hoy's article, Persons Not Property. It's just absolutely gorgeous. It has an article by Keith Mason, Shouldn't the Law Protect Everyone? It's awesome.
It's called She's a Child, Not a Choice. It's a beautiful photo on the front.
Yep. Of a pregnant mom and the baby in her womb.
Yes.
And the Amendment 62 logo's on the cover, the same logo that's stealing the show.
That logo's everywhere, isn't it?
That logo is everywhere. The campaign had a goal at the outset of some millions of impressions by the time Election Day comes along. They've already surpassed that. Those millions of impressions, that initial goal has been surpassed.
Well, and kudos to you and Doug for your great show the other day on how the No on 62 rally backfired. And if people hadn't heard that show, they should go to AmericanRightToLife.org/anti-62-rally-backfires, because there's such a great photo collage there, a photo essay of all the great coverage we got at their rally. It was so fun.
It is really fun. In fact, it's right on the homepage, AmericanRightToLife.org. You could get it also at our website, KGOV.com, but you got to see the reporting and the quotes on Fox 31, statewide Fox News, from Guabe Garcia Jones. So powerful. Will Duffy, founder of the Collaborators Project. The Amendment 62 pro-lifers stole the show. Really, the logo stole the show.
It's so wonderful, isn't it? Love the babies. Yeah. That's what I kept telling everybody at the state fair.
Yeah, well, the photographers couldn't keep their eye off of the logo. It was so appealing, and it ended up in all the photos from the news coverage that day.
That's right. It was really great. If your listeners haven't seen all the fun photos that Denver Daily News, what a great outlet.
Yeah. So the campaign is ready to mail 100,000 educational newspaper inserts, little magazines, to folks, to areas demographically that are likely
to be receptive
and to vote yes on 62. And could we look at this list?
Yes.
Now, that's the first bullet. What's the second bullet here? And maybe we'll take turns with these.
Oh, we've already gotten out 110,000 of our talking points flyers.
110 glossy Amendment 62 talking points flyers. And they have been distributed person to person and via precinct literature drops.
Lit drops. If you guys aren't involved in a lit drop, you need to be. It's fun. It's a great way to get some exercise, and we are getting the message out there.
Yeah, it really is fun. In fact, I'm going to join one that's Northern Denver Metro lit drop this evening. That'll be a lot of fun. Let's see. Today's Tuesday, right? Tuesday, 6 p.m. McDonald's at 104th and Huron. I'm going to go join that one.
Can I tell you, Bob, I tried to join that one, and I wound up crashing my car since I couldn't get to it. So
you did.
I love those people, but I'm not going to join that lid drop tonight.
Well, the casualties of war, you know.
Got to drop the car off to be fixed, so I'll miss it.
All right. So now we've also – so that's 100,000 ready to go in the mail – 110,000 already distributed to front doors and person to person. Another 175,000 glossy Amendment 62 literatures, brochures, flyers have just been printed. And these are for churches, for mailing, and for lit drops and for special events.
Excellent.
That is significant. The campaign has been working in 300 churches. In these last 2 months, they expect to more than double that.
Those churches were so helpful and wonderful to work with us to get the signatures we needed to get on the ballot. We are so grateful to them.
Yeah, that's right. We've now gotten about 250,000 signatures in Colorado from pro-life voters. And so it was mostly through the churches.
That's right.
And so they now are stepping up to the plate. And October is Bring Amendment 62 to Church Month.
That's right. And, you know, I'm thinking about our friend Flip Benham, and he always has said, Bob, I think you'll remember this, that if we're going to stop abortion, it's going to be because the church steps up to the plate and gets the job done.
The church realizes that this is a Christian battle because, for the most part, those who reject God don't care if you kill children because they're made in God's image and likeness, and it's easy to be apathetic.
Yep.
So slavery... If you love your neighbor, you're going to do something like Harriet Tubman, the Underground Railroad. Today, you don't have the luxury of being apathetic. If you're apathetic, Jesus looks at you and retells the story of the Good Samaritan, where the priest, the Levite, the pastor, the Sunday school teacher, they didn't care. But it was the Samaritan who cared.
That's right.
And Jesus said, that's love. That's what love is.
Yep.
So what else do we have? We have 11 state Senate candidates.
That is so fun. Isn't it just so encouraging this year that everybody is
wanting
to endorse personhood?
Amendment 62. 17 House candidates and growing, that number's going up, have endorsed Amendment 62 personhood. All the major conservative candidates for governor and U.S. Senate have endorsed Amendment 62. How about bumper stickers? How many of those so far have been distributed?
It looks like 13,000.
Wow.
I'm in awe. 13,000
bumper stickers have gone out. And then there are educational fans.
Oh, we were giving those out like hotcakes at the fair because it was really, it was like 100 degrees down there Sunday. Mm. And it was a great way to say, hey, we had the it was like the bookmark was used to, you know, we stapled a stick to it, and then that was used to fan. So I'm fanning myself, and I'm like, do you guys need a fan? And then you hand it to them, and then that was your entree to say, hey, have you heard of Amendment 62?
And the fan has the information on it, right on
That's right.
And the bookmarks that have been given out have the whole explanation right on. The bookmarks are actually high tech.
They're really sharp.
They open up, and they explain Amendment 62. So 30,000 bookmarks and fans have been given out, 10,000 stickers at special events, assemblies, and so on. How many buttons, political buttons?
It says 5,000. Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, 5,000 political buttons, 70,000 personhood magazines that were given out in the early months of the campaign just to sort of soften up the battlefield.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is all going strong, Leslie. There's a phone bank operational. So far, 5 billboards have been erected. There's a tremendous following on Facebook and Twitter. There are leading pro-lifers, including organizations, have begun to support. And for me, one of the most exciting is American Family Association.
Oh, yeah, they're great.
They have stepped up to the plate, and in Mississippi, they got tens of thousands of signatures. That's Tim Wildman and the American Family Association, and they're going to bat for the unborn. You know, there's been a leadership void in some of the typical national ministries.
Mm-hmm.
They're filling that void.
Well, and as it would be, Mississippi's on the ballot for 2011, so what a great place to be working in.
Yeah.
Isn't it ironic, Bob, that Colorado and Mississippi, the two first states to ever legalize abortion, are the two first states that are going to try to end it.
To end it.
Isn't that fabulous?
That's extraordinary. And there were about 1,300 petition circulators this year. They have been activated to support the campaign. And the plan is to build. In 2008, there were 618,000 votes for the no exceptions ban on abortion, and the plan is now to build on that progress.
Each one reach one, right?
Wow.
If everybody votes
one.
Again with right. us that did last time and they recruit one person,
right.
as Lori from Loveland reminds us, we will win.
Each one reaches one, and we will win.
Yep. Praise
wow.
the Lord.
Wow. So, Leslie, in a moment, I want to ask you about the typical response. Now, the state fair down in Pueblo, that was a 10-day, 11-day event, and that ended last night. And we had a booth there, people manning it constantly throughout the whole event. You were there Sunday. In a moment, I want to get your impression of how receptive or how much opposition you heard from the average fairgoer.
Sure.
But first, I want to remind the audience, this is September, and it's our Bob and Yurt Live telethon.
Oh, that's right, Bob.
To keep us on the internet at kgov.com for another year.
And keep you on the radio.
Well, on the radio,
right?
But this one is for the internet.
Gotcha.
kgov.com. And Leslie, our goal is that we get 200 people to say, I will make a pledge of $20 a month.
You know what? I was listening to your show with Doug after the fact. I listened to it this morning because I was flying when you guys did the show live. And I heard that, and I thought, well, that's so doable. I'm going to do that. So I sent a little email to Connie Sharon,
wow.
and I signed myself up for that. That's a very, very fabulous bang for your buck, really.
Wow. Thank you, Leslie, very much. So we now, with yours, we're at 10% of our goal because we now have, it's at the top of our website, kgov.com, we have exactly 20 people who signed up to pledge $20 a month.
Well, we need another 20 today.
We need them.
Come on, people.
We really...
Glory!
We need your help. We need the battle. I'm going to give out the phone number, and please, you could go to the website or you could call, but this show does not have deep pockets behind it.
Well, the whole personhood movement. I mean, we rely on the generosity of the grassroots, the people that love the babies. And you have just done so much to help this effort that we can't ever thank you enough. So come on, people. If you are out there and you love listening to Bob Benyart Live, will you call in today and pledge that you'll help keep him on the air?
Well, we really, really, really need the help. I mean, I can't stress enough how badly we need support from the people who agree, from the people who are benefited by this show.
I recall the last time you did a fundraiser, I think we were in the middle of trying to do the cure period or some phase of the petition gathering, and you were helping us talk up getting the signatures, and you neglected your own fundraising. So we got to make up for lost time and lost money.
That happens, you know, it happens every year, every cycle. The Colorado Right to Life Banquet is coming up October 2nd.
Oh, yes.
It's
the invites are in the mail, and I think people are going to really like that invite. It's just so edgy this year.
Yeah, it's great.
I love it.
So, Leslie, I'm going to give the phone number. If people can follow your lead, if they can help us, please, $20 a month, 1-800-8-NYARDS. That's 1-800-836-9278. For those who only listen and don't go online, my last name, Enyart, it's not very common, E-N-Y-A-R-T. So 1-800-8-ENYART, 1-800-836-9278. And our website, you could also give online. You could sign up to pledge $20 a month, is KGOV. It couldn't be easier. KGOV.com, like government.
That's right.
KGOV.com. And boy, do we need your help. And please don't think that other people are going to give.
Yep, let's not let John do it. Let's let the listeners do it.
Yeah, other people, when we think other people are going to do it, it doesn't get done.
And like Doug said, he can accidentally spend $20 a month at Starbucks. Well, you could actually spend $20 a week at Starbucks very easily. So, give up a Starbucks a week and contribute to Bob Benyart Live.
Yeah, we really need the help, please. Okay, so Leslie, you were at the state fair. with Dee Waite.
I was.
Dee's the Southern Colorado coordinator for the campaign.
Oh, my gosh. I finally realized after 6 hours or 5 hours, I was famished. And she has a cooler. She makes me a ham sandwich. Yeah. She had the best booth out there, I'll tell you what.
All right.
And she loves the babies, and she has helped this campaign a lot.
Yeah, she's awesome.
She
was on the show about a week ago.
Yes.
And so what was it like? We got a booth at the state fair, and tens of thousands of people are at that event every day. So were there a lot of people coming by the booth?
It was nonstop. I don't think the stream of people ever stopped.
Nonstop.
Yes.
It's been like that. Now, you were on the weekend. Sunday.
Yeah, and they had a parade. So they warned us. They said, after the parade, it's going to really get big. And it literally, we were just handing out flyers and fans solid for 6 hours. It went so fast. It felt like 2.5 or 3 hours to me. And everybody was so receptive. Like I told you earlier, I feel like 8 or 9 out of every 10 people were happy to get the information, and they said, sure, I'll vote for that.
Wow.
Because we kept saying, you know, every baby deserves legal protection. And they go, of course.
So this wasn't on Capitol Hill, downtown Denver.
Oh, no.
This was in Pueblo.
That's true, yes.
So this is a more rural part of the state.
Right.
And it's not attracting Ivy League liberals.
Liberals, right.
But regular mom and pop, whether the, you know, to be at the state fair, you have to have a certain kind of lifestyle generally.
That's
and
right.
So you're saying that with that demographic, there was support for a law that would stop the killing of innocent children?
There was good support. I feel like people were just genuinely happy to get the brochure. They looked like they were going to take it and read it, and they were genuinely happy to receive the fans because it was like 98 degrees. And,
yeah, right.
But it was just a great day. We never stopped. We just kept handing stuff out. And that the people, it was a nonstop parade of people walking past the booth.
Oh, my.
No gaps. No gaps like, okay, you had to look around the corner and see if somebody's coming. It was just
so that
crazy.
Was especially a rush, a large group of people with the parade and all. But, well, you were there for 6 hours. It wasn't all from the parade.
Well, I don't know. No, I guess I was there for probably 2 hours before the parade let out, maybe. Mm-hmm. But
and was it slow then?
I suppose it was a little slower, but it was still, once it opened, it seemed to me like people just kept coming by. I mean, you have a few minutes to look and see if somebody's coming, but mostly it was nonstop people.
Yeah.
That was great.
And so that was going on for 11 days, and the Heaven Fest event up in, where was that? Up in Loveland, Colorado.
And we had the Truth Truck up there, and the logo's on the Truth Truck.
And the Truth Truck that's been around the state now, and all the events, the congressional assemblies, the state assembly.
Yeah, that was a great event.
All kinds of freedom events, tea parties, July 4th events, church events, where the personhood campaign has been everywhere in the state. And now we've got the last month and a half to go.
Yeah, gosh, it's what, we're about 55 days or some crazy thing, but yeah, it's getting exciting, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
The yard signs are available. If your listeners don't have a yard sign yet, they might want to call Colorado Right to Life or Personhood Colorado and see how they can get one of those. And
that's exactly right. And they could go online also to mycampaigntracker.org so they could get a yard sign online at the campaign tracker, or just go to coloradorighttolife.org. Click on the campaign tracker or call and get set up. Get your campaign gear now.
That's right.
Because this is the time when the battle, the fight needs you. You are needed.
Absolutely. And they can see on the tracker how the state is starting to turn purple from all the lit drops that have been done. But
yeah.
Boy, we need more people doing lit drops, and we need money, Bob. We all need money. But
Yeah. Colorado Right to Life, especially. And in fact, this is what we do every telethon for Bob and Aaron Live. We encourage people to give to Colorado
Right
to Life. And so it's a, you know, as long as they're killing kids in our country, we are all going to suffer. We're going to struggle. And let me speak to somebody out there who's not been in the fight.
Okay.
If you're living your life as though kids are not being killed in your community, in your city, in your state, then you're sinning. You are sinning. That is the sin of apathy. And you might think I'm the pastor of a church. I'm too busy. I teach Sunday school. I got whatever.
I'm winning souls.
I'm winning souls. And Jesus described what you're doing in the parable of the Good Samaritan. He said, love God and love your neighbor. And the religious people, the priest and the Levite, they were too busy with their ministry to love their neighbor. And so they're criminals. They left a guy for dead. And they thought, well, I'm on my way to church. I don't have time for that. And Jesus said, you know, they didn't love their neighbor. But here's this guy who's not even a believer. He's a Samaritan. And Jesus said, he's the one who loved his neighbor.
Yep, it's true, Bob. How much of a percentage of our population just doesn't give it a thought? They know abortion's legal, or it's not really, but I mean, they know it's
right.
going on,
right?
But they just put it out of their mind.
Yeah. And so it's unacceptable.
4,000 kids every day are killed in America.
Yeah, it is unacceptable for you to live your life thinking it's not my responsibility. It is your responsibility.
Praise God that you say that, Bob. Honest to God, I tell this story, and I told it to your wife recently, that I spent my first 10 years as a Christian church shopping to try to find a pastor that would announce the March for Life, and nobody wanted to even do that. And now I go to a church, Denver Bible Church, where the pastor is 24/7 trying to save the lives of the unborn.
Wow.
What a blessing.
Well, thank you, Leslie. That's encouraging. In the Bible, God says that if innocent people are killed in your community, he says, I'm going to consider that your whole town, your whole city is guilty.
And it's polluted. The land, the soil is polluted with the blood of the innocents.
Yeah, your kids, your grandkids grow up in a nation that kills children, and you wonder why your kids are dysfunctional, why their marriages fail, why your grandkids get pregnant outside of wedlock, why they're experimenting with bisexuality. You wonder, you know, it's because we slaughter children and there's no way we can enjoy God's blessing in that situation. So God actually says in the Bible, he says, if somebody gets killed and it's not known who killed this person, he said, measure the distance from the nearest cities to the dead body. Mm. And whichever city is closest, I'm going to hold them responsible.
Wow.
Because God expects us to build a society where the innocent are not slaughtered. And so every city is responsible, and Christians think, well, it's not my responsibility, because God doesn't want me to love my neighbor. He wants other people to love their neighbor.
Yeah.
Well, you're lying to yourself.
And the church spends all its time and effort raising money to build a bigger building when they should be on the front lines at the killing center trying to, you know, stop the carnage.
They really should. Like in Germany, before the Holocaust started, there were churches that were concerned really only with their budget, their attendance numbers, their building programs. And there were some who were warning about the war against the Jews, and the churches couldn't care less. Thanks to Dietrich Bonhoeffer, he did everything he could. Everything he could to get Christians, to get the church in Germany to rise up and stand and do what was right. And you know what, Leslie? They hated Dietrich Bonhoeffer more than they hated the Nazis. That's what the Lutheran Church in Germany, they hated him more.
Isn't that just so much like today? Mm. The parallels are just phenomenal.
Yeah, they are phenomenal. So we need churches to be involved. And if this is Bring Amendment 62 to Church Month.
That's right.
So if you go to a church, what you need to do is try to get your pastor to show the campaign DVD, the video. It's just 4 minutes long. It's made for churches. And they can include the bulletin insert in their bulletin. And they could have these beautiful Human Life Alliance, glossy, gorgeous little magazines available to take for everybody in the church.
That's right. And you know, I'm off this month, the rest of the month, and I am willing to drive a stack of those, however many they need. If your church is not involved and you want your pastor to have one of these newspapers for your church congregation, Let us know. Call us at Colorado Right to Life. I'll bring them to your church.
All right. And how about this? What if somebody calls and says, I might need help talking to my pastor. Would Leslie Hanks, would you go with me to my church?
Oh, absolutely.
Would you do that?
I would.
I would do it too. If somebody thought that their pastor might be more receptive to a talk show host, well, then I'll go. If they want to co-sponsor the amendment, Vice President Colorado Right to Life, you could go. Right?
All right.
We're willing.
Yeah, absolutely.
We are willing to help you to get your church off of
its duff.
Square one. Get going. Yeah.
Get out of the pews and out reaching the community for the babies. Love those babies.
And if the pastor thinks he has to feel led, he might be feeling led, but it's in the wrong place. He needs to not make an excuse, but to say this battle is a Christian battle. God cares when the innocent are killed. God cares. This is a Christian battle. Jesus said, love God, love your neighbor. If you think you could live in an age when children are killed, when they're dismembered by Planned Parenthood, and you could be apathetic and live in your comfort zone and look the other way, well, you are wrong. You are wrong because God doesn't give you that kind of latitude to be apathetic and comfortable when children are being killed.
That's right. And, you know, the other day at that anti-Amendment 62 rally, it was so disheartening that it was the pep rally for death. They were so excited, clapping and cheering about killing kids. It was just so bizarre.
Mm. And they had that fraud reverend start out, this is the day the Lord has made, and praising God.
Yeah.
And Leslie, it's so interesting. The whole Planned Parenthood crowd, they were so uncomfortable with this woman thinking, we're going to bring God to an abortion rally. And they just were so uncomfortable because they were using God as a prop.
Yeah.
She was. They wouldn't have really liked that.
Right.
But she did it.
It was so jarring to hear her open her speech that way. It was like, what? You're kidding.
Right.
And like you, I guess you, in your wonderful sermon Sunday, I heard you said that that was mocking God. And I believe that's right.
Yeah. Yeah. She was mocking God. And the Bible says how beautiful is the praise of the upright, but the praise of the wicked is blasphemy. And that's what was happening at the Capitol. So, Leslie, we're about out of time. Our telethon, we so need people to give $20 a month.
Well, I'm sure thrilled I'm going to be doing it.
Thank you, Leslie Hanks. Our phone number, 800-8-NYART. Please call if you can. We are now at 10%. We got a long way to go, but we're so thankful for the 20 people who have pledged $20 a month. It's just a $20 bill. You can put it on a credit card. It'll happen automatically at the end of every month. It couldn't be easier. Or, of course, you could be invoiced. You could send in a check. You could do it online. You could call 800-836-9278. Boy, do we need your help. And Leslie Hanks, thanks for joining
us. Thank you, Bob.
The banquet is October 2nd, Colorado Right to Life's banquet. Write that down and register for that. God bless you.